You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. The Yochadehi Wintu Nation is in the heart of Yolo County's Capay Valley. It is a beautifully remote area, which can mean challenging cell service and long wait times in emergency response. So about 20 years ago, the tribe set out to build its own fire department from the ground up. And from the beginning, they wanted to be the best of the best, which meant accreditation. Two decades later, the Yochadehi Fire Department stands as the only internationally accredited Native American fire department in the world. And the agency has gone beyond just protecting tribal citizens and the Capay Valley, from donating equipment to local departments, to more recently, even providing mutual aid during the wildfires across the Los Angeles area. Fire Chief Sean Kinney from the Yochadehi Fire Department joins us now to talk about the journey starting from scratch. Welcome to Insight.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, Fire Chief,
I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for taking the time, Chief Kinney. I'd love to just start with you. Tell us a little bit about your background, how you got into being a firefighter.
Shoot, you know, I grew up in Santa Cruz working for a family business, which happened to be environmental consulting. So I was driving or operating boats and working in the field as a young kid, and did that for a long, long time. It was a family business, but always looked sideways at my friends that went into the fire service. And a lot of the same things were happening. You had to solve problems, logistics. We worked remotely as far as, you know, the Arctic. So we had, there was a lot going on. But at some point I said I wanted to cut ties and I wanted to pursue the fire service. And so since I believe it was 89, 90, I've been into it, pursuing it. And was fortunate enough to get hired with Davis Fire, where I worked 25 years. And again, looking sideways, there was Yochadehi Wintu Nation, and I knew they were accredited. And I pursued this job 10 years ago. I was working towards it. I went and got a master's. I learned about accreditation. And I was hired in 2015 as a deputy chief then with accreditation, made me accreditation manager, and I've been pushing that ever since. Hmm.
Why is accreditation so important to a fire department?
So accreditation is really, it validates all of your efforts and what you're trying to do. And so that really ties in for what the Yochadehi Wintu Nation did. Because when they created this fire department in 2004, they didn't want to just have a fire department that would meet the minimums. They wanted to be the best. And there really is no other way. I mean, it is the premier way to do it because you have to prove it. And for example, we're working on our fourth round of becoming reaccredited. And every time it becomes tougher because there's 250 literally performance indicators that you need to meet. And so it's a continuous thing of like, are we meeting the benchmark? You're going to find a gap. You're going to fix that gap and keep working through it. So why is it? It's because the Yochadehi Wintu Nation wanted to be world-class and they took the opportunity to do that. And I should add that one, we're the only tribal fire department in the world thus far who's attained this. We're hopeful other tribal fire departments will get there sooner than later. One of only 300 about worldwide, it goes up and down. So it's extremely challenging, and one of very few in California. So it's something, it sets the bar. Mm-hmm. And this is a bar. And if you want to say that you're going to be world-class, you're going to serve your community, you're going to serve your citizens, this is what you're going to do.
And this is a journey more than 20 years in the making. As you mentioned, it launched in 2004. The department was built from the ground up. And there's a nice video, almost like a short documentary on the Yochadehi website about the history and the founding of this fire department. For those who haven't visited or traveled through the Capay Valley, it's about a half hour west from Woodland or the Sacramento International Airport along Highway 16. Describe the area that you call home and why this needed to be created in 2004. Like, what were emergency services like prior to that?
So number one, Capay Valley is beautiful. It's an amazing place to be. It's the Winton Nation, Yochidi Winton Nation. It's you know, it's their homeland. And so they've been curating it and been part of this community forever. But in 2004, the tribe needed to put together a fire department to meet the needs of the community, starting with their own citizens, and then to protect their enterprises, and then really to help bolster the fire service, fire and emergency services that were already in the Cape Hay Valley. And back in 2004, everything was volunteer. And so you think of a farmer out there working hard all day, and then a call comes, the response times are going to be difficult. Training is going to be difficult. Getting advanced life support is going to be difficult. And so when the Yochidi Winton Nation said, okay, we're going to create this fire department, how are we going to do that? What are the services? What are the risks we face? And you said we're remote. It takes a long time to get an ambulance out there. It takes a long time to get an air ambulance out there. And so they decided that we were going to be paramedic, which we're the only one fire department in Yolo County that is a fire department provides paramedic services, specifically because it's going to take a long, long time to get out there. And when I speak to, you know, the why, this is the why, is to bolster that, to work with our partners, which it would be, you know, very, very close to us, the Cape Hay Fire Department, the Sparta Fire Department, Madison Fire Department, all within that corridor. But to be the best we could and then support them, which is what we do. And so we have a bunch of stuff. I'm sure we'll get to it later. But like one of our big initiatives was to create a training site where we can work with our partners, including these volunteer agencies, and become sort of a de facto regional center where we could all work together. Because part of this giving back is also that if we help our neighbors, and they are our neighbors, they are our community, then they're going to be able to help us too. So we're all helping each other. And it's very, you know, it really brings everybody together.
Yeah, and it's not just neighbors in Yolo County. Your fire department, like other fire departments across the country and across California, provide mutual aid during wildfires. I've covered lots of wildfires, and you can see agencies from all over the country that provide mutual aid. You recently went down to the wildfires across the Los Angeles area. How do you reflect on that time? It was about 2 months ago.
To me, this is the new norm. And it's horrific and inexplicable. Like, how could this be happening? We're seeing cities. I saw that you covered Santa Rosa. So we were on that fire too. And that's a world we're in. I mean, climate change, the winds, partner agencies, counties, governments are becoming more and more strapped. And it's just more and more important. And tribal fire departments in particular now are becoming more and more a piece of the puzzle because, or of the resource needs, because I know Yolo County depends on us to get out. I know some of the agencies down south to field the strike team, which is five wildland engines or five structure engines, depending on what the need is, with overhead resources, command personnel, and all of that. We all need each other, and now we're a key component of that as well, because we support that. And back to, yeah, we've been to these fires. We went to the Eaton Fire, and we worked there. We sent a crew down there. We also sent command staff to take sections of the fire and manage these strike teams. That's what we do. I mean, we wildland firefighting and the ability to get out and, you know, within a few hours' notice and get down there and become a piece of it is really the strategy, not just for the state of California, but how we work locally as well, because we have fires all the time up here. And it wasn't that many years ago where we had resources coming to us. Again, though, like working with our partner agencies, we also had, it was at a time, the LNU fires, when they were burning, there wasn't enough resources to come help us other than our local friends and neighbors. And they did. And you know, we took care of our part, and then we kept working our way down the valley. And so, you know, Cape Hay and Rumsey, they're all still there because we all got together. And, you know, short answer to this is we all need each other. And we're all part of not just our local community, but the greater community.
Yeah. And the wildfires that you're talking about, they're happening really close together. I mean, the wildfires because of the Tubbs Fire in Santa Rosa was 2017. You had wildfires, of course, in 2018. The LNU, I believe it was in 2020. And this is, in the face of this, is also a financial reality. There are budget cuts that are impacting local fire departments across the state. How does this affect the Yochidehe Fire Department, or does it?
It totally does. Because, I mean, so the Yochidehe Winton Nation, and I'm absolutely sure I'm the only fire chief in the nation that can say that, doesn't have to field the fire department that they've chosen to support. So they put together our department. They support us in a way that allows us to get out. So 42% of our calls, I just looked this up because I'm doing year-end reporting. Of our calls last year were to other agencies. That's what we do. And we have what we call it the on-site, and we also have off-site response. So that's a huge portion of what we do. But back to what I was saying about, like, it's even more important for tribal fire departments, and we're more needed than ever, is because, and I was listening to your last segment, everybody is getting pinched now, right? There's less and less money. I know the county of Yolo is seeing less and less money. And in the face of this, the tribe has continued to contribute to our partners. So over the last 20 years, they've contributed, they've given 45 grants to 20 different fire departments at over $3 million. They contribute directly an amount of, like, I want to say $770,000 to the local sheriff department to provide services up here. They support the fire departments of Cape Hay, Madison, and Esparto directly with the funding. And they've done this year after year after after year. The challenge is that the needs are becoming even greater with government doing it. So what do we support? How do we support it? And so we just keep plugging away at our, and our nation keeps supporting as best they can. A big key thing that we keep pushing and keep working on is our working together with our partner agencies, because it doesn't cost anything. I mean, it does, but not much. To get together to train, to facilitate those kind of things. So we have a training site that's three acres about. We can do live fire training, we can practice structural stuff, we can do technical rescue skills. And so part of our drive over the last several years now has been engaging even more with our partner agencies to field a better service and make each other stronger.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio, and if you're just joining us, we're speaking with Fire Chief Sean Kinney from the Yochidehe Fire Department in the Cape Hay Valley. Now, in order to be a firefighter with the Yochidehe Fire Department, do you have to be a citizen, a member of the tribe?
No, you don't. No. Well, we set the same qualifications that many, many other agencies do. So we give... once again, we're always looking for paramedics. Typically, we have two on a four-person engine company, which it's just rare to have four-person engine companies. It's, again, is staffing in a way that we can take care of the enterprises and the citizens of the Yochidehe Nation, but also allow us to get out and provide service elsewhere. We have pretty high standards. We're pretty well... pursued. We're a great place to work. And but back to the citizens, we work with the citizens in a way, like, we have every year we do a youth fire academy. The tribe invests a ton of resources and energy and focus on their children, and even throughout. They have a program called the Young Adult Assistance Program, and so it's this whole thing about, and think about a tribe, it's a family. So they're looking, thinking not just about, you know, the 5, 10, 15 year outlook. They're looking at generations. What are we going to do? How are we going to support? How are we going to develop our next generation? So one of the interesting things about accreditation is the reporting structure. How involved your governing body is in what you do, giving you direction, you know, that oversight and partnership that really is what accreditation is a part of, right? So one of the things that they do very, very well, besides supporting their kids through, you know, they have their own academy that's accredited now. And so they're working the kids all the way through and supporting them through pre-K all the way through college now. And so we have these young adults that are developing, and many of them become part of our commission. And so I'll have an 18-year-old sitting on my commission, which, by the way, I want to say it's 20 people I have on my fire commission now that I report to monthly in great, great detail, everything from budget to personnel to every detail. It's very structured. But they're there, they're developing, they're expected to go through, they're supposed to expected to learn about everything that we go through, ask questions, and they're guided by the more senior leadership who also sit on the commission. So there's this, do they work for me? Do I have an employee that I send out? No, but what I do have is I have the next generation of leaders working with me. And so that's really exciting.
And fire is a big part of Indigenous culture. And for the better part of a century, our country really got very good at fire suppression and not using good fire to prevent mega bad fires. Does your fire department practice cultural burns or ceremonial practices with the community?
We are working so hard on bringing that back. So 2 years ago, we had our first cultural fire burn in, I want to say it was 170 years.
Wow.
It was, it been a long time.
That must have been emotional.
And it was. I think of the, for me, as a, coming from the, you know, working in a city and working on other strike teams and doing all that stuff, you know, fire was a tool, especially in the wildland environment. It is so different. It's about being good to the land. It's about taking your time, doing it right, doing it slow. Because what we didn't do forever, and I talk about we, but really, tribes were not allowed to do this, was to take care of their lands that they've been taking care of for thousands of years now. So this is very, very personal. But what you are seeing now in conjunction with climate change is that we haven't treated it and we haven't allowed the tribes to take care of the lands like they have done in the past. And so we're trying to bring that back. But I mean, the forest, everything is so unhealthy. We don't have the native plants, the medicines that were part of that. It's all gone now. So we're working. And it's really, really this development of, you know, what does it take to do it? How can we do it safely? Work in there. And back to, you know, to me, when I think tribe, I think family, right? This extended family. And that was like, it's so different because you're looking and you're working with these kids and making sure that they're safe. And the families are there, but they're there for a different purpose. And I'm just sort of this goal-driven guy that just, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. And we worked with a lot of partners that came and helped us get this going. And the thought process and how they go through it and the oversight and looking at like, okay, we need to protect this because it's red bug. But this is important to us. We can harvest this, but this is what we have to do to save this tree. And we need to clear these dead and choked areas so that the land can recover and heal. And think about that. We're talking about healing. With the fires we have now, and you've seen them, I mean, it's on the news all the time, is when we have these destructive fires, everything's sterilized. It's dead. And what comes back isn't what used to be there. And so it's going to be a slow, slow process. And it takes a lot of education. The tribe has a very, very strong cultural department that works actually across 5 counties. If you think about, the indigenous, footprint where the Yochidiwent Nation has been, it stretches from here all the way into Solano County. Vallejo is, is part of that, into Calusa and Napa. It's very, so they work, and they work on protecting sites where there's construction, where we know there are sites and all of that. And so this has been an evolution for our cultural department, because we are getting to the point now where, for me, I want them to be the boss. They're going to learn the stuff. We're going to support them. We want to get them integrated in the command team so that they can get there ahead of time. They can share, like, hey, let's not put a dozer blade here. Can we move, the dozer blade here? If we can get ahead and we can use cultural burning practices to develop, shaded fuel breaks and healthy forests so that this isn't going to be a catastrophic fire storm, or we can at least slow it down to a spot where we can protect communities again, is really the goal of this. And it's going to take a long, long time to do it and keep doing it and keep doing it and develop capacity. But we are. It's a will of the tribe. It's going to happen.
Well, Chief Kenny, thank you for taking the time. It was a really interesting conversation, all the work that you're doing.
It's been a privilege and an honor to be able to try to do all this. It's fun. Thank you.
Sean Kenny is the fire chief of the Yochidehe Fire Department in the Capay Valley. It is the only Native American fire department to receive international accreditation. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.